No. A few words about the French language. You'll get acquainted with a language that is not entirely foreign, alien to English, but that there's a broad common basis of familiarity between English and French. So much so that over 60% of votre vocabulaire anglais, of your English vocabulary, comes from French. Are d'origine française, are of French origin. Because English is actually a mixed language, mixed between Anglo-Saxon, Germanic Anglo-Saxon, and French, the French that was brought to the, over to the British Isles for the Norman invasion. The Normans spoke French and did so for a few hundred years. So for a few hundred years, England was bilingual, with Anglo-Saxon and French spoken, but that is a different story. Practically, two out of three or four words in English come from French, are d'origine française, of French origin. When Alexandre Dumas, the French author, once decided to learn English, and when for the first time he looked at an English book, he noticed all those similarities, all the similarities between English and French. And he finally exclaimed, but English is all French, badly pronounced. And he had a point because with most words, it's just a question d'accent, a question of accent, just a difference in the prononciation, a difference in the pronunciation. So pour commencer, to start, to commence, to start, I'm going to give you a few keys to show you how you can retransform votre vocabulaire anglais, your English vocabulary, back into French, so that within the next hour or so, you will have a starting vocabulary of between 2,000 and 3,000 words, which is not bad to begin with. Especially, si vous considérez, if you consider how limited the vocabulaire is, which we use in our everyday language. Le vocabulaire actif, the active vocabulary used in our everyday language, may vary between 500 and 1,500 words. It's very small. Very small. If I think of a newspaper in New York, one of the major newspapers, where they decided years ago to find out how many words they use in the whole newspaper, how many different words, and they came up with 600. All those words in English come from French. And in French, ibly is pronounced ible, like possible would be possible, yes, with a light touch of the, hardly audible touch of the L, possible, yes. But same spelling, same meaning, possible. So ibly is ible because the letter I is pronounced E. And ably is pronounced able because the letter A is pronounced A. Table is table. Comfortable, comfortable. So again, how would you say possible in French?
Possible.
Possible, right. And table?
Table.
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 And comfortable? Would be
comfortable.
Yes, what's more?
Comfortable.
Comfortable. And you know, that you may have heard the expression c'est la vie.
C'est la vie?
Yes.
Oui.
Somehow everybody knows that. C'est la vie. Do you know what it means?
That's life.
That's life, right. That's life. So c'est, spelled C apostrophe E-S-T, means it is or that is. C'est.
C'est.
And la vie means life, the life. If you want to say it is possible, would be?
C'est possible.
Right. C'est possible.
C'est possible.
Right. It is comfortable.
C'est confortable.
C'est confortable, right? Mm-hmm. The word for good is bon. Like bonbon is goody-goody. It is good would be...
C'est bon.
C'est bon. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it very good, would be très bon. Très means very. So it is very good would be...
C'est très bon.
C'est très bon. Mm-hmm. And it is very comfortable.
C'est très confortable.
Right. C'est très confortable. Probable would be...
C'est
Well, it is spelled with A-B-L-E.
A-B.
Right.
C'est probable.
Right, c'est probable.
Probable.
Right.
C'est mm-hmm. probable.
Yes. And it is acceptable?
Acceptable.
Right. So it is acceptable?
C'est acceptable.
Right. C'est acceptable. Mm-hmm. For me is pour moi. Pour moi.
Pour moi.
Mm-hmm. Pour means for. P-O-U-R. Spelled P-O-U-R. Pour moi, for me. So it is for me would be?
C'est pour moi.
C'est pour moi. Yes. And for you would be pour vous. Vous spelled V-O-U-S. It is for you would be?
C'est pour vous.
C'est pour vous, yes. Pour vous. C'est pour vous. Mm-hmm. It is very comfortable for me.
C'est très confortable pour moi.
Confortable.
Confortable.
Yes.
Pour moi.
Right. C'est très confortable pour moi. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're trying to remember. Please don't. Okay. So again, it is would be?
C'est.
C'est. Mm-hmm. And it is not, is snepa. Snepa. It sounds like a snake. It is not a snake. Snepa, it is not. The word for not by itself is pa. Spelled P-A-S. If you want to say not for me, thank you would be not for me.
C'est.
Not? No, no, just not is
pas.
Pas. Not for me would be?
Pas pour moi.
Pas pour moi. Merci. Merci is thanks. Merci. Merci, thanks. Pas pour moi, merci. Not for me, thanks. Yes. Pas pour moi. Mm-hmm. So again, it is?
C'est.
C'est. It is not?
C'est.
Ce n'est pas. Ce n'est pas. Right. Ce n'est pas. Yes. It is not for me.
Ce n'est pas pour moi.
Ce n'est pas pour moi. Yes. But just not for me, thanks.
Pas pour moi.
Merci.
Merci.
Right. Pas pour moi. Merci. Mm-hmm. It is not very comfortable for me.
C'est ne...
It is not.
Snake.
Say it again. It is not. Starts like a snake.
Snake.
So.
Ce n'est pas.
Very comfortable.
Très comfortable.
Confortable.
Comfortable.
Right. Ce n'est pas. Très comfortable for me.
Ce n'est pas. Comfortable.
It is not very comfortable.
Ce n'est pas très comfortable.
For me.
Pour moi.
Right. Ce n'est pas très confortable pour moi. Mm-hmm.